Well, I just want to read you this reading for today. I know I did this 4 weeks ago, first Friday. Maybe you read it already in your devotions. It's worth it, hearing it again. And if anybody didn't read it, listen up, okay? Nobody knows the limit of the possibilities which surround any man, should God please to use him. I knew this reading. I thought about it when one of the sisters started that chorus last night. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. God, take me, take hold of me. Now, these are possibilities. Should God please to use any one of us? See, he uses us. He works through us. So it's his working as we offer ourselves to him. Here, if you begin calculating how much there is in you by nature and how much you can do by yourself, you may as well end the inquiry. By hearing our Lord's word, without me, you can do nothing. But who knows what you can do? All things are possible to him that believeth. You are able to take the land into possession, the Lord being your helper. Go up against even the entrenched Canaanites, the walls of whose cities reach to heaven, for you can drive them out. You seem in your own sight to be as grasshoppers when compared with the sons of Anak. But the Lord on high is mighty, and out of the weakest things he has ordained strength to his honor and glory. You remember what Joshua said to his own tribe? They came and wanted a different place because the place that was allotted to them was difficult. Why, there was forest land there. They were going to have to clear it. And there were strong enemies there. They were going to have to drive them out. So they would have preferred an easier inheritance. Oh, these Canaanites are really tough for us. And look at this land. It's not what we, you know, we want a place we can just move in. No opposition, not too much work. And you know what Joshua said? Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Though they, now what does it say? I know it says, though they be strong. Though they be strong. Though they're entrenched there. Oh, I think it speaks about their walled cities. And though they be strong, you will drive them out. That's a wonderful promise. Like sin shall not have dominion over you. You are not under law, but under grace. These things are possible to him who believes, to her who believes. Well, I don't need to add to Spurgeon, do I? And here I go. Next paragraph. This is Charles Spurgeon again. I feel as if I were Samuel at Bethlehem, seeking for David to anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Some beloved brethren are here who have done a good deal, and the Lord has blessed them. But their work is heavy, and their hearts are weary. By the anointing which has given you the kingdom, I trust that you will not be weary in well-doing. Pluck up courage, for a grand future is before you. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Be content to be a living sacrifice. Say with Esther, if I perish, I perish. I am content to give myself up for such a cause. Come life, come death, I am all his own. If I die in my Lord's work, I die content. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? You do not yourself know. Only stand in a waiting posture, saying, here am I, send me, and you shall see things which you dare not expect. To each of us there is a share in the purposes of heaven. Who knoweth, brother or sister, whether thou art put in thy family to save thy family? Who knoweth whether thou art made to live in a back street, to bless that street? Who knoweth whether thou art set down in a forlorn district, to upraise that district? Who knoweth whether thou art put into a nation, to save that nation? Put into the world in Christ's name, to save the world. Aspire to great things for God. Well, without him we can do nothing. But this is encouraging. I remember another of Spurgeon's readings that says, I can do all things through Christ. It says, if we were 1,000 times stronger than we are, it would all amount to nothing in the face of the enemy. And if we were weaker than we are, which is scarcely possible, yet we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So that's a wonderful encouragement for us today. And in connection with the songs we were hearing before the meeting, there was a little thought dropped into my heart. It comes from the first resurrection day when Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. And you remember how his disciples were in fear and doubt. They wondered what was to be expected of them. And Jesus came to them where they were gathered. Here, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said to them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. That's John 20:20. That's a good vision, they tell us, spiritual vision. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. We're to turn our eyes on Jesus, and we're to see him and keep our eyes on him. That's where our eyes belong. And look full in his wonderful face. Now, these other things had crowded in upon them, and we can understand their fear and their dismay, their discouragement, their doubt, their wonderment. And then Jesus came, and what a difference. Their sorrow was turned into joy. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. But he didn't waste a lot of time. He said, Peace be unto you. So he ministered to them right away. And that's what Jesus does. He came to serve. He came to bless. And so right away he spoke peace into their troubled hearts and all their anxieties. I believe they were removed just by the sight of the Lord and his word, Peace be to you. And then he said, The Father has sent me, and I'm sending you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. That's what he did. Right away, he knew that they couldn't go and perform the ministry that he had called them to do on their own, in their own strength. And so he breathed on them right there on the first resurrection day. They were so glad when they saw him. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then he said, Peace. And then he said, As the Father has sent me, I send you forth. And I guess that's why I read this reading too. The Lord has called us to serve him. The Lord wants to use us. And he doesn't want us to think that we can do anything on our own. Because if we try that, we're going to come up short. We will every time. every time. We must abide in him. We must draw from his life, receive out of the fullness of his grace all the time in order to be what he wants us to be. In order to do the work he has called us to, we must always remember that it is his work. It's his work. We are workers together with him. That's the way he chooses to work, by using his people. And yet we yield to him, and he uses us to accomplish his purposes. We have in one of our songs here in this camp songbook, once I tried to use him. I had my own ideas of how things should be done. I had my own agenda, and I thought maybe he would just come alongside and help me carry it out. And Brother Simpson realized, once I tried to use him, now he uses me. All in all, forever, Jesus will I sing. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything. We can't do anything apart from him, anything that will be of any eternal value. We won't be able to do it because it's his work. Now he uses me, and oh, that's such a wonderful thing, to just be a vessel in his hand. Why try to do anything on your own when that will be so paltry and meager? And he wants to come and live in you and work through you, manifest his life, and accomplish his will. So we just give ourselves over to him. And who knows? Who knows what he has for us to do? So what did he say? Aspire to great things for God. Just be willing, be content to be his. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I'd like to sing with you, though? Also this morning, because I was singing it before in my, you know, in my head and my heart. This is My Father's World. That's 58. And it was when that prayer, when I heard that counselor pray that God would speak on the canoe hike through the things that the kids would see. As we sing this song, it says, he speaks to me everywhere. He speaks to me everywhere. So all day today, let's keep our hearts open to the Lord, and let's keep our eyes trained on him, and let's keep our ears open to hear his voice. How many ways he speaks, and everywhere, everywhere he can speak to us. 58, I believe it is, in hymn book.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings around me, rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees and skies and seas, and the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world, a shine in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass, he speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems not so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is
Shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah.